We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. We're learning the last Amud in the Masechta V'Siach D'Shvay. Amud, the Mishnah says, Shepakuku Es Ma'ar, there was a story, Shepakuku Es Ma'ar B'Tefiach, they closed the window with a jug, V'Koshus Ma'ked V'Gemi. They tied a jug, with a piece of reed. Now what are we talking about here? I'm going to explain. Amrav Yudu Amrav. Hilkati Katana Hoysa Ben Shnei Batim. Rashi says Hilkati means a little pathway between two houses. Yeah, two houses. And there's a pathway between two houses, and there's a person dying in between two houses. And on top of the person, there was a little bit of a roof. It was made out with a jug. It was a big barrel that was serving as a roof between on the path between the two roads. Now, the halacha is that if you have an oil over a mace, over a dead body, it spreads out a tumah through the whole, under the whole awning, under the whole shade, under this whole oil of this space that has the roof over it. Now, what happens if you have two houses on the side and they all share one big roof? They all have one roof. So, halacha is if there's an opening the size of a fist on either side, the tumah will get in there also. And that was the case over here that they had here a mace that was about to die, and there was a big barrel on top of the mace which would serve as the oil. And they were worried that tumah was going to go into the houses. Now, halacha is, if the roof has an opening of a tefach, the size of a tefach, then the tumah goes out through that hole outside and will not spread to the sides. That's another halacha. It'll go up. So here, they had a question. They saw it had a crack in the barrel on top that was serving as the oil, serving as the roof. There was a crack. They weren't sure if it was the size of a tefach. Therefore, they had to protect themselves from the sides. The tumah shouldn't get in. Therefore, they put there a earthenware jug to block the tumah, because the earthenware jug is not makabel tumah from the outside. Anything not makabel tumah from the outside blocks the tumah. So let's read it inside. There was a little pathway between two houses. But tumah hayisasham. There was a potential tumah there. There was a person who was dying there. The gigas seduka menachas agavan. On top of the pathway was this barrel that had a crack in it. And that was going to serve as the oil. So right away they closed up their windows on the side with this earthenware keli to block tumah from getting in there. And afterwards, now they wanted to measure. They wanted to see if they have to keep those kelim there. They wanted to measure to see how big the tefach, how big the hole is on the barrel on top. So how are they going to reach it? So what they did was, the koshu esamai keda begemi, we tied the klicheres with a different klicheres with a kana, with a reed. And then stick it in, and that was wider tefach. And then stick it into the crack, see if it goes out. Lay down, yesh. Im yeshom, begigis, psech tefach, and love, see if there's a hole in the tefach or not. So here was tzarech mitzvah, to measure the tumah. And therefore, they were allowed to do the measuring to see if it's psech tefach. Now, how are they allowed to tie it? So that's what Rashi said, it was a gemi. Gemi was Michael Behema. So first of all, they're going to untie it because they need food for the animal. Number two, it dries out. When it dries out, it'll fall apart. Therefore, they were guaranteed the kesher and kiyama. And the Gemara says, you see from here three things. The Mishnah says, you see from here three things. First of all, allowed to close a temporary closure on a window. That's number one. Number two is, I'm allowed to measure a tzarech mitzvah. Number three, I'm allowed to tie a kesher and kiyama. And here, that's what they're doing to see if the tumah will go out through the roof or go to the sides. And that's why they're doing this whole contraption. So the Gemara writes, the very last pikeim umoidim the Christmas Shabbos, like we spoke out, the three things you learn out that you pikeim and you moidim, you can do medidah tzarech mitzvah, measuring tzarech mitzvah, Christmas Shabbos, the entire service Shabbos. The Gemara says the ma'aser, ula ikla leberes kulusa, chazi leRabbi Rav Huna Yosef ba'avno demaya. He saw Rabbi Rav Huna was sitting on top of a barrel of water on Shabbos, for kamoshach he was measuring it. Amalei, so ula turns to him and says, you only have to do a measuring for a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah over here? Love mitzvah, you didn't do a mitzvah. So he answers him that he has a special reason why he's moto. We'll leave the last few words for the siyum. And Mitzvah Hashem, everyone should be able to chaz over Masechta Shabbos and finish up Masechta Shabbos and start the Naya Masechta Erev and Mazel Tov.